Key takeaways from the final day of the Republican Convention. Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention concluded July 18 with a lengthy address by a subdued and mostly soft-spoken former President Donald Trump, who accepted his party's nomination for the presidency and laid out a political vision to unite the country around national security and prosperity. The four-day convention began with the nomination of the former president on its first day, an unusual order of business that left the remainder of the week devoted to conveying the party's vision and redefining the often brash former president as a devoted family man and compassionate friend. The event closely followed an assassination attempt on former President Trump on July 13, which had a clear effect on the former president according to several who know him and the man himself. Here are the key takeaways from the final session of the convention. Sobered after Saturday, Trump accepts nomination. "Every single moment we have on earth is a gift from God," former President Trump said, reflecting on his near-death experience at the hands of a gunman in Pennsylvania. The former leader of the United States began his speech with a blow-by-blow account of that attempt on his life, one he said he would never relate again. "It's actually too painful to tell," he said before beginning. With his wife, Melania, sitting in the stands for the first time since the RNC started, former President Trump praised her letter calling for national unity. Over and over, he returned to themes of unity and love, a kinder, gentler call to his base, the one delivered by a man who said fight, 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 while bleeding from his ear after being wounded in Butler. Yet after the appeals to national unity, the former president made his expected criticisms of the Biden administration. "If Democrats want to unify our country, they should drop these partisan witch hunts," he said. He also called for the leader of the United Auto Workers Union to resign, saying he had done little to prevent the loss of American auto manufacturing jobs. The speech built up to a modest closure. The former president said he was humbly asking for your vote. The Trump family joined the Republican nominee on stage after the speech as thousands of balloons dropped down. Moment of silence for fallen supporter. Former President Trump paused his nomination acceptance speech to give praise and remembrance to Cory Comprator, the man who lost his life during the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, on July 13. "He was incredible," said former President Trump. "He lost his life selflessly acting as a human shield to protect them from flying bullets. He went right over the top of them and was hit. What a fine man." On stage with the former president was Mr. Comprator's firefighting equipment. The former president went over, embraced it, and kissed the helmet. Former President Trump told the crowd that he had spoken with Mr. Comprator's family and the families of the two other men who were injured by the would-be assassin's bullets. He announced that $6.3 million had already been raised for the families affected by the shooting. He also pulled out from his pocket a $1 million check from his friend Dan Nuland. "There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for others," said former President Trump. "This is the spirit that forged America in our darkest hours. And this is the love that will lead America back to the summit of human achievement and greatness. Despite such a heinous attack, we unite this evening more determined than ever. I am more determined than ever." Entertainers stump for Trump. Three celebrities and long-term friends of former President Trump took the stage to deliver remarks and performances on his behalf. Terry Bollea, better known as professional wrestling legend Hulk Hogan, performed a version of his classic character's signature move, tearing away a t-shirt to reveal a red tank top emblazoned with "Make America Great Again." "As an entertainer, I tried to stay out of politics, but after everything that's happened to our country over the past 4 years, and everything that happened last weekend, I can no longer stay silent," he said. Musician Kid Rock delivered a rousing performance in a call-and-response of Fight, Win, and Trump. Dana White, CEO of Ultimate Fighting Championship, introduced the former president, saying, "I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you what I know," Mr. White said. "I know President Trump is a fighter." Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, the popular political commentator and longtime supporter of former President Trump, said his actions following the assassination attempt in Bradford, Pennsylvania, exemplified the essence of leadership. "A leader is the bravest man," Mr. Carlson said to applause. "That is true in all human organizations. This is a law of nature," he added, crediting the president's bravery with preventing a chaotic situation from spiraling further out of control and recognizing that a leader's duty is to his people. Mr. Carlson had earlier stood alongside former President Trump as the convention unfolded. Mr. Carlson, who attributed former President Trump's survival to divine intervention, said he spoke with the former president soon after the incident. "The former American leader never mentioned himself during the private conversation," Mr. Carlson said. "In the days that followed," Mr. Carlson said, "turned down the most obvious opportunity in politics to inflame the nation." Mr. Carlson also praised the GOP's vice presidential pick, Senator J.D. Vance, describing him as a personal friend and thoroughly decent. He also extended a welcome to Peter Navarro, the Trump administration trade and manufacturing official who just left a federal correctional institution after serving time for defying the January 6th committee. It was one of many elements that Mr. Carlson said made the 2024 RNC distinctive. "They literally let Navarro out of prison," he said. Like former President Trump, Mr. Carlson lingered on the theme of God. While not unusual at a Republican event, the former president's brush with mortality lent that talk new gravity. "God is among us right now, and that is enough," Mr. Carlson told the crowd. Remade by Trump. The grand old party was made new at this year's national convention. It is no longer the party that Ronald Reagan energized with his Morning in America optimism, which re-established America on the world stage after the war in Vietnam. After 8 years of a growing populist impulse, the Republican Party is now definitively the party of Donald Trump, united around his vision of America first. For 4 nights, a parade of current and former elected officials, ranchers, cops, and Gold Star moms have ascended the platform to laud the former president as the one person capable of uniting the country, defending the interests of ordinary Americans, and restoring America to greatness at home and abroad. Notable former critics of former President Trump one by one pledged their support, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, and Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State in the Trump administration. Once prominent GOP leaders who symbolized the pre-Trump party were conspicuously absent, including former Vice President Mike Pence, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, and former House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Wisconsinite.